And now, Solomon Amuzu, who's a permaculturist in Ghana, will be talking about soil nutrition and how to build up the nutrition of the soil by amendments. Solomon?
Hello, lovely people. Thank you once again for making the day with us here on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment. Building up the soil nutrient is the heading for today. Not all soil naturally have all of the nutrients they need for their optimum health and crop productivity. Deep-rooted crops such as alfalfa and comfrey can be grown to bring up nutrients from below the range of most roots, then composted and added to the topsoil. However, if the needed nutrients are not in the deeper regions of the soil, they will not be present in the cured compost. On the other hand, when cured compost is added to the soil, nutrients that were previously unavailable in the soil may be made available by the biogeologic cycle. In the biogeologic cycle, humic acid, which is produced from the decomposition process and is contained in the cured compost, along with carbonic acid developed around the plant roots, can increase soil microbial activity, decompose larger minerals, and possibly alter soil pH so that unavailable nutrients are made available. However, if the nutrients are not in the soil in the first place, even in an unavailable form, the cured compost made from the plant grown on the nutrient-deficient soil will not contain the deficient nutrients, and the soil will still be unbalanced after the cured compost is added. Therefore, in some cases, you may need to bring nutrients in the form of organic fertilizers into the mini farm from the outside, but probably only once. Before the mini farm can be maintained sustainably, you may also need to bring carbonaceous materials into the garden or mini farm in the beginning so sufficient humus can be added to the soil. Humus is the food of the soil microorganisms that are responsible for creating good soil structure and soil fertility. It is also hold nutrients in the soil. If there is not enough humus, about 4% to 6% organic matter in temperate regions, about 3% organic matter in tropical ones. Nutrients that are returned to the soil in the form of cured compost may leach out. Now let us look at losses and gains. Some nutrients will escape from the garden or mini farm, whether from leaching, from rainfall runoff, or from the wind picking them up and carrying them away, although water and wind erosion are usually not a problem with the soil humus supply when it is maintained and all of the grow biointensive techniques are used. At the same time, however, nutrients are added naturally to the mini farm through rainfall, wind, the breakdown of soil parental rocks material, and the upsoaking of groundwater. With biogrow intensive sustainable gardening and mini farming, the gain in nutrients may eventually be approximately equal to the loss of nutrients, and the soil's nutrient balance may be maintained if all nutrients are recycled. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Solomon. And as I said, this is a topic that's near and dear to me. Most of that beautiful food we see in supermarkets, beautifully displayed, not a blemish, not a spot, is grown in industrial farms where they've leached out most of the nutrients in the soil, and what you're eating has nothing in it. Buy all your food from a local farmer's market if you can. Know who grows your food. It's all about your health.